the Zions Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zions Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, Saints. Zions Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is April 15, 2021. The world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. Get the machine. Leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency. My cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Please text me first at the robocall. You can always find updates with the breaking news, all about Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all our ministry, which is prophecyhour.com. We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on net internationally, on YouTube, podcasts, and even on some FM. So pray about supporting our. Let's thank our listener base. Amsterdam, the Netherlands, Nottingham, the United Kingdom, Barnsley, the United Kingdom, and of course the United States, such as San Francisco, California, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Fresno, California, and Kansas City, Missouri is the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when they podcast later tonight. By the way, folks, we ask you to send us an email at radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone and let us know where you're hailing from. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And give everyone out there wish to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, this is from Russian public television. The strange thing about the Russian military mobilization is the nationwide level and the nuclear mobilization. That's right. That's what they said. However, they go on to say, however, in a frightening public report, Russian public television, Russia One, spoke of a nuclear strike. Here's what they said about it. If there's a possible escalation in Ukraine, then a nuclear strike is on the agenda. This will make Americans afraid, and we will do then what we want. We also learned on April 15th that Russia has deployed two armies, three airborne units, to counter the threat from 40,000 NATO troops on its border. This is building up. I spoke about all this in last week's radio program, and tonight my guest and I will speak about this and a lot more. So tonight we're going to welcome Michael Snyder on. He's got a blog called The Economic Collapse Blog and The Most Important Thing. He's also the author of the books The Beginning at the End, The Rapture Verdict, Get Prepared Now, and Living a Life That Really Matters. Those are all really important books. I suggest you get them. His latest book, by far, is what you should get first, though, is The Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, because, folks, it's just prophecy has just sped up like you wouldn't believe. He's became very popular. He's been on lots of radio programs and TV programs. And so let's now welcome Michael Snyder. Are you there with me, Michael? Well, okay, I guess I have. I don't know what happened. I thought we had Michael, and apparently we don't because I can't hear him. Let's see what's going on here. I'll check in with our producer and see what is going on. Okay. Anyway,
Pastor Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Maybe you were muted or something, but I can hear you fine now. So, anyway, great to have you on. So I don't know if you heard the lead-in or not, but I was talking about how Russia has even threatened to use nuclear weapons in this latest buildup on the border of Ukraine.
Oh, they have, Pastor Dan. In fact, they've moved missile systems, the Iskander missile systems. They moved them toward the borders of Ukraine into the conflict zone, and those missiles can carry conventional payloads, but they can also carry tactical nuclear warheads. And that's just part of the message that Russia is sending to Ukraine, where now we, at this point, we have approximately 100,000 Russian troops in Crimea and, there in along the borders of eastern Ukraine in the conflict zone along the line of separation. There's more than 1,000 tanks. There's thousands of drones. They've really built up a very large force. Some are calling it an invasion force. So, Pastor Dan, these are very ominous times.
Well, you know what I just saw a while ago. I was looking at trying to look at the foreign news, you know, because let alone the American media doesn't tell you what. But that same place that I saw that about them saying that they would use nuclear weapons to scare the Americans, they said that recently, within the last few days, the Russian tanks have started painting huge X's, white X's or crosses, on the top of their tanks. And that's because their tanks look like Ukrainian tanks because they're both Russian-made, so to speak, a lot of them. And they want to. They say that's a sign that they're getting ready to invade because they don't want, you know, their air power mistaking the tanks. You know what I'm saying? So it looks like they're ready to do something. You think that might have anything to do with our strong administration in power?
Yeah. Well, it's no mistake that this is happening just after we've seen a change of administration in Washington, Pastor Dan, because for 4 years there, while Trump was in the White House, things were relatively stable with Russia, where Trump didn't provoke Russia. Russia really didn't provoke us, and things were relatively stable in Ukraine. The civil war in Ukraine was essentially put on pause for that entire time. But now Joe Biden is in the White House, and he surrounded himself basically with an all-star team of warmongers. Most Americans don't realize this. Even most conservatives don't realize this. But basically the team Joe Biden has put around him, you know, they make the team that George W. Bush had around him when he was president look like a bunch of peace-loving hippies, basically. I mean, Joe Biden... You know, there's never been more of a collection of warmongers on a national security team than Joe Biden has. And since they've come in, they started to really provoke Russia. In fact, just today we saw Biden hit Russia with more sanctions. They have this policy of all-out pressure on Russia. And their main tool that they've decided to use is Ukraine. And so it appears, Pastor Dan, based on all the research that I've done, is that they were planning something big in Ukraine. In fact, it appears that Ukraine and the Biden administration had gotten together and had decided that they were gonna launch a huge offensive to try to take back the parts of eastern Ukraine that are now under separatist control. And that deeply alarmed the Russians. And then another thing that alarmed the Russians was that the Ukrainian government issued a policy statement, a document which was signed by the president of Ukraine, which said that it was now their official policy to take back Crimea by any means necessary. And, of course, the Russians now consider Crimea to be part of Russian territory. There was a vote. They seceded, and the Russians say, hey, they're now part of Russia. So it was basically almost a declaration of war by the government of Ukraine against Russia, and the Ukrainian government never would have issued that document without a green light from Washington. So people don't, because they don't hear this from the mainstream media, they don't understand the backstory. So they're like, why all of a sudden is Russia sending all these forces to the border? Well, it's because of those two main things, because of that document that was issued And then also because they got wind, the Russians got wind, that the Biden administration and the Ukrainian government were planning this lightning offensive. They were going to rush in, take back those parts of eastern Ukraine, which are held by the separatists, before Russia could even react. That would have been a huge victory for the Biden administration and foreign policy. Also would have been a massive victory for the president of Ukraine, who's been slipping in the polls. But then the Russians figured out what was going on, and there's this massive show of force to try to stop it. So now things are super, super tense in the region. Biden just hit Russia with more sanctions today. And this could literally potentially start a military conflict at any moment. Now, the reason why I've been writing about this so much and why I'm so concerned, Pastor Dan, because those that are in the listening audience that have already gotten the book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, already know that there's a whole chapter in there about all the prophetic voices throughout the years that have seen that eventually the United States and Russia do go to war. And it's basically World War III, and it's going to go very, very badly for us. So we know, because the Lord has been warning us literally for decades, where things are eventually heading. So we can see the pieces of the puzzle, and we always wondered, well, what is going to cause the United States and Russia to go to war? Well, Ukraine is one of those key points that could do that, because, you know, Russia is absolutely determined not let Ukraine take back Crimea or those sections of eastern Ukraine. And then the Biden administration says, well, if Russia attacks, well, they're going to fully support Ukraine, and that could drag the U.S. and NATO into the conflict. And already there's been lots of firing back and forth over the border. You know, on my websites, I've been going to the Ukrainian military sources, their official website, and been quoting the official reports of the fighting that's been happening, the translation into English. There's a firing happening every day back and forth across the border. This could easily escalate dramatically. And once Russian forces start pouring into Ukraine, if it happens, there's going to be no going back, Pastor Dan.
Absolutely, absolutely. And their willingness, and, you know, the big thing kicker here is their willingness to use nuclear weapons, they say, to scare America. That could escalate really bad, especially you don't have somebody in office that's got any kind of level head, because clearly I place the blame on Biden, you know. As you said, basically, you know, this guy... I don't want to get deep into him, but, you know, I just don't think he just doesn't have it, or whoever's running him or whatever. We're also seeing, now, even the Russians, they pointed out that China would be on their side, but in reverse, China's surrounding Taiwan. And that could also lead to a war that the United States doesn't need to be in, but would be in, because we promised that if anything happened to Taiwan, we would indeed intercede. Have you ever thought about that one?
Yeah, Pastor Dan, I've been writing about the potential war in China as well. In fact, earlier this week, where right now, once again, the warmongers in the Biden administration, and then, of course, Biden himself's not mentally all there, and he's always been a hothead throughout his entire life. Now he's a hothead with cognitive problems and cognitive decline, and surrounded by a large group of warmongers. So that's a dangerous recipe. But with China, the main issue is Taiwan. And just today I read about how the Biden administration is sending another delegation headed up by Chris Dodd over to Taiwan and upsetting the Chinese. And Taiwan continues to move closer to declaring formal independence, and that's a red line China is never going to allow to be crossed. But the Biden administration, once again, is provoking China over Taiwan, and the Chinese are not taking this sitting down. In fact, on Monday, we saw the Chinese send 25 military aircraft into Taiwanese airspace, and they've been sending aircraft on a regular basis, but this was the largest incursion that we've seen yet, in a giant message to Taiwan saying, back down, don't even think of declaring independence. and hey, you're part of China, and we're not going to accept anything less. So for the Chinese, this is an issue of the utmost importance, but Biden and his warmongers keep pressing the Chinese and saying, hey, we're going to support Taiwan. So this is, you know, we always wondered what was going to cause the U.S. and China to go to war. Well, Taiwan could do it. And we're seeing this happen at the exact same time we're moving to war with Russia. And of course, there's tensions with China over the South China Sea as well. That's a big deal, too. But basically, we know that when the final judgment of America comes, Pastor Dan, there's war with Russia. And as I described in Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, there's war with China, too. In fact, Dimitri Dudeman saw that when the United States goes to war with China, then Russia will strike without warning in terms of that the when they bring their submarines and they launch missiles right off our coastlines in a surprise attack on America in terms of a nuclear conflict. That happens after the United States goes to war with China. So that's in the book. See, I put all these things in the book so people would have a roadmap of what's coming, Pastor Dan. And now literally the headlines that we see before us on a daily basis right now during the early stages of the Biden administration, it's happening just as we would have anticipated, those of us that know the roadmap. But if you don't know the roadmap, you need to get the book so you know the roadmap. But this is where it's at, Pastor Dan. War with Russia, war with China coming. We see it developing literally on a daily basis right in front of our eyes. Meanwhile, war between Israel and Iran, which is also in my book, is also developing right in front of our eyes, where we just saw the cyber attack, right, on that nuclear facility in Iran, which even the Israeli media saying, yeah, that was us. You know, everyone knows it was Israel that did it. You know, and Israel said, hey, we're not going to allow the Iranians to develop their own nuclear weapons under any circumstances. So this is, you know, a cyber attack is an act of war, but we don't see the missiles flying back and forth yet between Israel and Iran. Although after the cyber attack, there was a missile attack on an Israeli cargo ship. And many people believe that was the Iranians in response for what just happened. So we're seeing back and forth, and Israel is regularly hitting pro-Iranian military targets inside Syria by aircraft and so forth. And so there's been this back and forth and kind of shadow war, but eventually we know that it's going to be a shooting war, but this is also happening at the exact same time. So all these pieces in terms of wars and rumors of wars, and that's what Jesus told us it was going to be, Pastor Dan, all these pieces are falling into place right now as we move toward the major events that are described in my book.
Okay, let me throw a couple things in here. First off, absolutely, folks, you really need to get this book because, you know what, a lot of these prophecies I had already seen or Michael had put out, but a lot of them I had not. The point is to go around the Internet and to find all these different prophecies and ones that have been read through and sorted out that are valid, because there's a lot of stuff out there that is just not valid. And something else I've got a couple other things to throw in real quick, Michael. I want to go back to you said Russia and the submarines. Here's a big kicker about the submarines now. And you probably have seen it, but they've got these new Poseidon torpedoes that they have deployed. They said it the other day. They have deployed on their nuclear submarines that will create a tsunami, and the waves that it creates will be radioactive, and this is enough to drown, you know, places like California and so on and so forth. And so that goes along with some of the prophecies that we're seeing that, you know, whether it's Dimitri Dudeman or others, that this attack is going to come. And if I would, and folks, I'm speaking to you folks in California, I have been warning you for years. Anybody on that side of the Rocky Mountains, you need to get on the other side of the Rocky Mountains, because I just don't believe you're safe. Of course, you need to pray about it. But a long time ago, Michael, when I was way back when I was helping a prophecy club out, I was in contact with some people that the father told them to prepare a place, and I won't give specific location, and more than one people were doing this, up on the Rocky Mountains, California side, so that they could help the people that were escaping all the burning and devastation that would come to California, that they would take them in as they struggled up the mountains. And they had dreams and visions of it, and they didn't get specific dates. And for the record, you know, today we're in Israel's 73rd birthday. A generation in the Word, if you read it in the Psalms, is anywhere from 70 years, 70, or 80. That's 80 years. There's 7 years left, if Israel became a nation 73 years ago, to be, if they reach a full generation of 80, that would be another 7 years, right? And that would take us to 80. How long is the tribulation? Back to you, Michael. We've got about 2 minutes before break.
Yeah, we're at such a stage where so many things are coming together, Pastor Dan. I've been warning people literally for years as well. Hey, you know, if you're on the West Coast, you need to really consider, you know, where you need to be. Now, if God is calling you to be on the West Coast, that's where you need to be. But if God has not specifically called you to be on the West Coast, I would very seriously pray about moving. And in fact, over the past year, we have seen, Pastor Dan, the biggest exodus of people from the major cities, from the East and West Coast, to more rural and suburban areas that we've ever seen before. Literally millions of people have moved. It's created a bit of a housing boom just because so many people are moving to a desirable rural and suburban areas, and where housing prices up in my region of the country, you know, have many of the housing prices have doubled. Because this is, you know, this general region of the country is very desirable for a lot of people moving from places like California and so forth. And so we're seeing real estate. In fact, a lot of people that may want to move to certain areas are now priced out of those markets because we've seen prices in rural and suburban areas go so high. Meanwhile, prices are going down in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York as, you know, people abandon those areas. So I think the Lord is repositioning people in very large numbers. Because these things are coming very quickly.
Amen. I totally agree with you. Michael, we've got about a minute left for break. Tell them how they can find you and find that really important book.
Yeah, the most important thing to get is that book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. You can find it on Amazon.com, or if you go to any of my websites, there's big ads. Just click on the ad. It'll take you right there. So my websites are TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com, EndOfTheAmericanDream.com, and TheMostImportantNews.com.
Okay. Well, folks, we'll be back in about 4 minutes, and we'll have more from Michael. He has a lot more. We'll be back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, or pre-rath, or post-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you're really looking for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle in your spirit, because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that the people other than post-trib can't seem to find peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But either way, this is going to help you to find the peace about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friends. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it, and it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. How Pre-Trib One at prophecyclub.com.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The intentional neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to the Science Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And we are talking with Michael Snyder tonight about various things. But first, folks, another little word I got to pipe in here about the Mission Church. You know, we have a Mission Church in Wichita, Kansas, which is in one of the very worst parts of town. We're out there on the front line, even through the COVID and all the things, and we are out there feeding and caring for the people, out there hands-on praying on them, anointing them with oil and doing all kinds of things, giving out Bibles, and we're feeding them, clothing them, all these things. But we need your help. And one of the main reasons, and it'll probably be a topic when we come back, is we need your support because food prices are rising like you wouldn't believe. In fact, my wife said in the previous program tonight that when she went to buy a hamburger for the Mission Church, she could only buy about half as much because the prices had rose so much. And that same way with canned food. You know, we use, you know, vegetables, of course. The vegetables have doubled in price. It's for number 10 cans. So we really, really do need your support. So pray about it. If you don't want to support the Mission Church, we have people like Michael Snyder on there informing you, Carl Gallup, Joel Richardson, many, many others. And you don't get a lot of these interviews anyplace else. So you need to support Radio Airtime. So pray about it. You can donate online or mail a check or money order. Call or give your information over the phone, or you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. If you email me, I can just send you a direct link to PayPal, whatever. Pray about it. We can use your donation tonight. And now we're back with Michael Snyder. Michael, what about food prices? They are really going through the roof, aren't they?
Oh, they are, Pastor Dan. I just wrote an article about this. And in fact, the mainstream media, an NBC News article that I talked about, said, hey, food prices have been rising dramatically, and it's going to continue for the rest of the year. That's what the article said. And so, and when NBC News starts to sounding like the economic collapse blog, you know that we have a problem. And so, yeah, food prices already seem so high to people out there. I mean, it's crazy. And like you said, Pastor Dan, you know, I go to the store, I'm just shocked by the food prices. And you know, I just encourage everyone out there, support Pastor Dan and his ministry. It's good soil. You know, Pastor Dan is just one guy and with very limited resources, and he's trying to help the homeless be obedient to the Lord's call. He's trying to reach the world with the message about end times Bible prophecy and the warning message and trying to reach people for Jesus. And he's trying to do it, and he's a lot of times he's just barely scraping by. His ministry is so. My wife and I support Pastor Dan's ministry, and we're very, very selective in who we support. Let me tell you. So support Pastor Dan because and working with the homeless, they've got to buy food, and like Pastor Dan said, food prices are just going up dramatically, but they're going to get a lot worse. In fact, in my book, I talk about how the fact, you know, John Paul Jackson, he saw when he was still alive that eventually food costs will be 40% of the family budget. Traditionally, throughout U.S. history, it's usually been about 10%. So that tells you how high food prices are going to eventually go. So I know they seem high now, but right now is actually a window of opportunity for all of you out there to get stocked up for what's ahead because they're going to go a lot higher. You know, we're just seeing rampant inflation throughout the economy. We talked on the last program, last time I was on, lumber prices up 180%. We're seeing hyperinflation in the stock market, for example. For example, just today I posted an article about a company called Hometown International, which just only consists of one small deli location in rural New Jersey, and over the past 2 years, that deli location has less than $36,000 in sales combined for the last 2 years. But on the stock market, it's valued at more than $100 million, that company. You know, this is how absurd where the stock market has become totally disconnected from a reality where we see these absurd valuations. We, in fact, the stock market just hit another all-time high today. Over 34,000 is what the Dow closed at. Meanwhile, you know, we've seen 4 million small businesses close over the last year. More than 70 million Americans file new claims for unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, this week we're seeing riots in the streets in Minnesota, in Portland, and elsewhere. Meanwhile, we're seeing city streets all over America literally turn into post-apocalyptic wastelands. For example, you go to the Kensington area of Philadelphia, where literally drug addicts are just lying in the middle of the street, like, or walking around like zombies. They're openly, shooting up with needles in the middle of the street. And you say, well, that's Philadelphia. Same thing's happening in San Francisco. Same thing's happening in Los Angeles. Same thing's happening all across the United States right now. That's what's real. Our stock market bubble is not real. That's going to go away. But what's real is the social decay that we see in America's city streets on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Crime rates are up and everything. It's just truly, truly, it's just not as safe out there. You know, this is something else I've been advising, Michael. I've been advising people to, if you can possibly do it, you need to get at least 60 miles from any major city, because these people, think about it this way. When the food prices are going higher and you ain't getting no more of them stimulus checks that so many of these people have been blowing on nonsense anymore, and there is no social system to keep you afloat, you think all these wonderful people that have, you know, are going to all of a sudden be really, really good and not go after where they think food's at? Come on. You need to get away from there. You need to get out of the big cities, because it's coming. And in that book of yours, that's the point. That book has so many prophecies about what's coming to America from different points of view that, I mean, and they're all coming about. It seems like just as soon as the administration changed, then all these just shot out. Am I wrong?
Oh, it's true, Pastor Dan. You know, for years I've been warning, hey, great civil unrest is coming to America. And a lot of people out there didn't take me seriously. And then last year, when I published the book, I had a whole chapter about all these prophecies of civil unrest. And, of course, since that time, we've seen basically civil unrest on a nightly, almost nightly basis in places like Portland and Seattle. We're seeing it right now in Minnesota, other places around the nation. And just today I saw an article, Pastor Dan, where one of the founders of BLM has come out and said, oh, rioting, looting, those are legitimate forms of political expression. You know, so they're like the leaders of the movement, instead of saying, no, we shouldn't do this, they're literally defending people that are not only rioting and causing violence and smashing things up, but they're literally defending looting, saying, hey, we need to have looting. That's a legitimate form of political expression. So these people are promoting this, are standing behind this. And it is going to get frightening out there, Pastor Dan. Last year, across the major cities in the country, homicide rates were up more than 30% nationwide. And people thought, well, maybe things will calm down once Biden gets in. Maybe 2021 things will start to go back to normal. No, homicide rates are increasing again. So, I mean, things are getting very, very violent. And in reality, we've taught an entire generation of our young people that they evolved from animals, that it's okay to kill children in the womb, and that and basically we've taught them to have no respect for life. And so they're acting like the totally crazy, that they have no respect for life. And we're like, what's going on? Why is this happening? Well, it's because we've raised an entire generation of young people this way. And now they have no moral foundation. We kicked the Bible out of school. We didn't want anything to do with the commandments of God. And so now we have a, a, a society where that calls evil good and good evil, and it's getting really crazy out there. And so when you encourage people to get away from major cities, I hope people take that seriously, because these things really are starting to happen.
Hey, First Timothy, they've been taught doctrines of demons. That's what's going on. And the demonic is out there. It's just full, it's almost full-blown. You know that, and it, have you noticed this? The rest of the world, and I've caught it, because like I say, I've got a foreign newscast about what they say about America. And a lot of countries and a lot of people in other countries are just astonished at how America is acting. Back to you.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I just wrote yesterday about how, sexually transmitted diseases in the United States are at an all-time record high, you know. And in fact, at this point, the CDC says that there are approximately 110 million cases of sexually transmitted diseases at any given time in the United States, 20 million new ones each year. So it's crazy, Pastor Dan. And meanwhile, Gallup ran a survey recently which found that the percentage of Americans that consider themselves to be a member of a church, a synagogue, or a mosque has declined from 70% in 2001 to just 47% today, gone under 50% for the first time in U.S. history, as the United States, as Americans reject especially Christianity. Meanwhile, the fastest growing religion in America right now is Wicca, you know, where our society loves paganism, loves the occult, loves anything to do with magic, with vampires, with Harry Potter, with, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, with anything like that. And just about every type of evil you can imagine is exploding in our society, which the Bible warned us was coming in the end times. Meanwhile, Pastor Dan, Jesus also said there would be, in the last days, earthquakes in diverse places. To start 2021, we've seen a huge increase in the number of large earthquakes. In fact, for the first 65 days of this year, we had more large earthquakes of magnitude 6.0 or greater than we've ever seen before. And then volcanoes, 28 volcanoes around the world are in the process of erupting right now. We just saw in St. Vincent, where just massive eruption, volcanic eruption covering everything with ash. Iceland, we've seen a huge eruption in Iceland. So, you know, we're seeing these earth changes. We're seeing these natural disasters, which is another piece of the puzzle that we would expect as we're moving deep into the end times, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, amen. A couple of things. One, jokingly, I guess we don't have to have Bill Gates dim the sun because those volcanoes seem to be on that path. But let's go with this. There was something I ran across that I was looking for earlier, and I was expressing on my radio program I did earlier today with my wife. I came across this website, and it's called Encyclopedia of Demons. And you can find that just by Googling it, whatever. I came across it looking for something else, end time things. But the point is in this website, it gives you the names of the demons that you need to call and all this. And it was come from Wicca, you know what I'm saying? And so it told you for whatever problem that you have, well, this is the demon that you need to do, and what demon was in control on what day. That anything that you can think of that is bad in your mind, you know what I'm saying? You can Google it, and it'll come up. It's just amazing how evil. Do you understand what I'm saying? Back to you.
Oh, it's true, Pastor Dan. And you know, every year my wife and I get so frustrated because one of Wicca's most important days of the year is Samhain, which is, you know, Halloween is what it's commonly known as. And so many Christians and so many churches openly celebrate it. They love Halloween, you know, and they love so many of these other pagan holidays. And you know, sometimes they'll even bring Harry Potter in and have showings of those movies in their churches and so forth. Or they'll study some churches I've seen actually study the Harry Potter books in church in their Sunday school classes. I mean, it's just insane, Pastor Dan. Meanwhile, of course, they don't want anything to do with the appointed times that God actually appointed in the scriptures, you know, which are actually prophetic, which, you know, were prophetic pictures of the first coming, also prophetic pictures of the second coming. Oh, they don't want anything to do with those, the appointed times in the Bible. So that's one thing that greatly frustrates me. But Pastor Dan, you brought up Bill Gates, and I just wanted to, spark something in me, because I just want everyone out there to be extremely careful, because right now, there's such a promotion of these vaccines, right? And just today, we learned that the CEO of Pfizer came out, right, Pastor Dan? And he said, hey, two shots isn't going to be enough. You're going to have to get another shot next year. In fact, it looks like you're going to have to get shots yearly from now on. Every single year, you're going to have to get a shot. And, of course, that's going to make Pfizer and Moderna, you know, and these other companies a whole lot of money. But that's what we're being told now, is you're going to have to keep getting shot after shot after shot. Of course, these shots aren't even protecting everyone. In fact, just today, on the CDC announced, hey, about 6,000 people have gotten COVID, cases of COVID, even though they were fully vaccinated, even though they supposedly got both their shots. They're still getting COVID, and some have actually died. The CDC says 74 people even got sick, and they even died even though they were fully vaccinated. So, and that's just what they're reporting so far. So that's alarming. So, you know, a lot of people out there, they think, oh, I get a shot, I'm fully protected. No, it's just temporary, as studies are showing. Pfizer and Moderna are even admitting, oh, okay, it'll protect you about 6 months. Then you're going to have to get another shot this year. And for a lot of people, you're not getting any protection at all. And, of course, then you've got all the side effects where people are getting blood clots. That's why they had to stop the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's why they had to stop the AstraZeneca vaccine. And then so many people are having side effects to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines as well that keep popping up in the news constantly, all these side effects, all these problems people are having. But then beyond that, you know, the mainstream media isn't even talking about the potential long-term issues, Pastor Dan, because people need to realize these COVID vaccines are totally different technology than vaccines which you may or may not have taken in the past. You know, what happens with these new vaccines, never been tried before, experimental technology, they're called mRNA vaccines. And what they do is that they inject you with a shot, and then what they do is the vaccines basically hijack your cells. And that's a quote from the Jerusalem Post describing what they do. But basically, they take over your cells, and they take over the machinery there, and they tell the cells to pump out these spike proteins, right? And so the idea is that your body will identify the spike proteins, and then when COVID comes along, it'll attack the COVID, get rid of the COVID, and you'll be okay. Okay? So that's the idea. But the problem is, one of the problems, there's so many problems, and if you want to learn more, I'd suggest checking out some of the interviews that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has done lately. But one of the problems is there's no off switch. So theoretically, your body, now that it's been hijacked and your cells are producing these spike proteins, it's going to keep producing these spike proteins literally for the rest of your life. And so your body's going to be constantly creating more and more spike proteins, and wherever they end up in your body, well, your body now has been creating these antibodies which have been trained to attack when it sees spike proteins. And so what so many experts out there are warning about is that this could cause a tsunami of autoimmune diseases where your body is constantly fighting against itself, where it's constantly creating spike proteins. And then whenever your body identifies the spike proteins anywhere in your body, well, your body's trained to attack it. So causing this tremendous autoimmune response, and people, experts are warning of a potential epidemic of autoimmune diseases, which literally could last from now on. I mean, literally for decades, people getting seriously sick, dying. I mean, Pastor Dan, this has the potential to be the largest public health disaster that the United States has ever seen.
Right, absolutely. And we're worried about that in the word. But let me say something. Common sense, here's the point. Folks, are you using common sense about this? Number one, this vaccine is not, vaccine is even an illegitimate name. It's not even a vaccine. But we're going to call it vaccine for subject matter or whatever. This vaccine is not even made to prevent you from getting the disease. It is only made to help lessen the severity of the disease. So it doesn't stop you from getting it. You have a better chance getting the disease and just taking the things that are available out there, like hydrochlorophyll and some other things that would lessen. You only got less than a 1% chance of dying from this anyway. So it's just a way to get you into it. This could be one of the things that the Bible predicts that so many people are going to die off, because after all, a huge portion of the world's population is just flat not going to be alive when Messiah gets here. Back to you, and you got about 4 minutes.
Yeah, Pastor Dan, we are moving into those times when, you know, all these pieces are starting to come together, and we know that is leading up to the judgment of America. We know that is leading toward the Great Tribulation and ultimately the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew. And so those of us that are believers have hope, and we need to live this time with joy, with hope. And as the shakings increase, it's going to be harvest time, and we want to be part of the great and final harvest, bringing in the final harvest of souls, and I believe the greatest move of God in all of human history. Now, if you don't know Yeshua, if you don't know the Messiah, if you don't know the Son of God described in the Scriptures, looking ahead, you're not going to have any hope, because your stock market portfolio is going to crash. People are going to be dying all around you. There's a good chance that you're going to be losing your job. And, I mean, people are going to give in to utter hopelessness as everything they built their lives upon, everything they built their hopes and dreams upon, crumbles around them. And then, of course, looking forward to the future and death and beyond, there's no hope for those that don't know Yeshua. So if you don't know Yeshua, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, well, Jesus said, you must be born again. And that means that we were born physically. You need to be born spiritually. And that means turning to God, asking God to forgive all of your sins, asking Jesus to be your Savior and Lord, giving your life to Him and inviting Him to come into your life. And He promised that He will come in. You'll be born again. You'll be spiritually born anew. You'll be made a totally new person, and you'll be given eternal life. And when this life ends, you will live forever with God in His kingdom. And so I'd encourage everyone out there, if you have not made that decision, to make that decision today to invite Jesus Christ to be your Savior and Lord, because without the Lord Jesus Christ, you have no hope for the future.
Yeah, absolutely no hope. Absolutely. You can't put your it doesn't matter how well you stock your house. It doesn't matter how well you've got, let's say, a stash of gold, or you've got an escape bunker. None of those things matter unless you were led there by the Father. And the only way you're going to be led there by the Father is having Yeshua HaMashiach, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within you, because that is what's going to carry you through this time. And then afterwards, yeah, the Holy Spirit may lead you to stock up and do those things. And yeah, short term, yeah, you need to stock up on those things. But the first thing is you need your personal house in order. That means you, and then your wife or your husband, and then your children. And then out from there, that's where your love goes. It starts with family first. But then just remember, don't be in love with the world, because the world is going to be passed away. Then nothing else matters but Yeshua HaMashiach. Back to you. We got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, and there's so many many people out there, I know that are trying to do the right thing. So many people out there have felt betrayed by the institutional church system. So many people out there, they read the Book of Revelation and they see the remnant described that's going to keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Yeshua in the last days. And they say, well, you know, that's what I believe, but where is everybody else? Well, I'd encourage you to keep tuning in to Pastor Dan's program. He's part of that remnant. My wife and I are part of that remnant. You can reach out to us, but we're here for you. We love you. And I would encourage you, if you want to know, have a roadmap of what's coming, get the book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. It'll help give you peace, because you'll know what's coming. Because God didn't tell us all these things in advance to scare us, but He wanted us to know that he's in control, he has everything in his hands, he has a plan, and he can bring us through this, but we've got to stop doing things our way. We've got to embrace his ways, his plan, his truth, and we've got to trust in him because he has everything under control, but things are going to get really, really rocky in the times that are coming before Jesus finally returns.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do strongly suggest the book because, again, like I said, now a lot of these prophecies they can find online, but they don't even know where to look or anything, and they're put together in such a way that it makes sense, and, you know, they're there. But, again, it's not the fear factor that we're trying to push on you. It's the absolute opposite. It's if you know what's coming and you know what to expect, then you can be ready for it. And that's why he gave us the prophets, isn't it? And then answer that and then tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, yeah. The Lord wants you to have peace. And if you know him and you know what's coming, you can have peace. But Pastor Dan mentioned my website. You can find me at three places, theeconomiccollapseblog.com, endoftheamericandream.com, and themostimportantnews.com. Once again, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America is available on amazon.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Michael, for being on, and we'll talk again. Goodbye and shalom to you, brother.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. Shalom to you as well.
All right. Amen. Okay, folks, get the book. You can go to those websites, and you can sign up for alerts to where they'll send you email alerts. And he also posts them on Facebook, as do I do, and a lot of others. But get hooked up with him and listen. And we are in a dire time. Be about the Father's business. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. A donation in any size could help tonight. You can find that at information at prophecyhour.com. Or even if you want to email me or call me or whatever, I can send you a link where you can just click on it. It'll take you right to PayPal. Our PayPal thing is the same as our email address, which is elcm@messiahsbranch.org. Pray about supporting the Mission Church. Pray about supporting Radio Talk. But remember, folks, there's only one true God. Who is he? He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. Get it? We repent, right? He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Because that's what he said when he was asked for a sign. 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And only through him, and only through him is the way to the Father. Don't fool yourself with anything else. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.